This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Yes, the Dalet Amid Beis, 8 Shures up from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Meir, Midivreihem, Loman, from their words we learn that Erev Pesach, you can burn chometz of Truma Tehoyo together with Truma Tmeya. Erev Pesach, you have to destroy the chometz, and Truma, if it's chometz, also you have to destroy. So you burn Truma Tehoyo with Tmeya. You don't have to be careful anymore of the Isa of Imitami Tumet. To be Imitami Tumet is Isa. But Erev Pesach, since the Tumet is going to be Chometz, that's also Bahanoan Pesach, if it's Muta, Erev Pesach, to burn it together with Tmeya. Although by burning it with Tmeya, you Imitami the Tumet Tehoira, still, since the Truma Tehoira has to be destroyed anyhow, so a Meir is matir to be metameit by burning it with the Truma Tehoira. And he learns it midivreihem. Frag the Gemara, midivreihem demand, from whose words did Rameir learn this? Ilema should I say midivre, Rabbi Chaninis Gana Kayanim, who said you can burn together. Bosa Kedesh. This nitma with a vlad vlad, which is a shlishi, with basa kedish, which is a rishon, and all you're making it more tummy than it was before. You're taking from a shlishi, making it to a sheni. But since it's tummy already with a small degree of tumen, it's mutter to burn it together, even though you're giving it a bigger degree of tumen. Midan, what's the comparison? You want to learn from that, that you can take Truma Tehoira, Erev Pesach, and burn it together, Truma Tehoira. What's the comparison? Awesome, they are Tame with Tame. They are both are Tame. And even though one was Tame with a lesser degree, and now by putting it together with the other Basar Kedesh, it becomes Tame a higher degree, it's only a matter of degrees of Tame, but it was Tame already. But Halacha here, Rameya permits Erev Pesach to burn Tehoira and Tmeya together. So it's Toher v'Tame. So who said you can learn Torah v'Tame from Tame v'Tame? Say that. Torah medivre Rabbi Akiva. So we say he learns from the words of Rabbi Akiva, who said you can take Shemen of Truma that became posel, but was touched by a Tvul Yom, so it's like Shlishi, and you can burn it in a Nea, what's Tomei, with Tumas Mes, and you can, that Nea can make it a Rishon. That we learned in the Mishnah at Pshat. Take a Shlish and make it a Rishon. It's really not a Shlishi. Shemen that was of Tumas, was touched by a Tvul Yom, it's really not a Shlishi, it's only a Posel. And we learned already the difference between Posel and the Shlishi. So it's not really Tomei, it's Posel. So maybe that's where I may have learned from. Since it's Posel, you can already go ahead and make it more Tomei. That's why you can take Chometz Erev Pesach of Truma Tehoira and burn it with its Meir. Maybe don't know a comparison. Oh, someday at least it's Posel there, Tomei. The Truma is at least Posel. And Posel is a form of Truma. That's why you can make it more Tomei. But here, the mayor said you can take Truma Tehoira and put it together with Truma Tehoira to burn together. So how do you know you can take Truma Tehoira and make it Tomei? Say that. So therefore, Neymar, let's say the following pshat. Kosova, the mayor holds Mas Nisan, the Mishnah, is talking about Ava Tumei de Raisa. And we'll add it to me the Rabbana. That the Basar Shlishi is only a Shlishi Midrabbana. The Midaraisa, Toher Malia, Minatera, it's really Toher perfectly. Only Midarabonin is Tomei. Minatera, it's perfectly Toher. And still, we can burn it together with Truma Tumeo. O my Midivrea, from whose words? Midaramea take his model, Midivre Bechanin is Gana Kayanim. And he says, we learned from Rabbi Chinas Gan HaKeanim, you can take Tume, which only, you can take Basar Kedish, which is Tume only Midrabanan, and burn it together with something that makes it more Tume. Although originally, the Basar Kedish, the Tume Midrabanan, doesn't have any real Tume, Minatera it's Toher Gomor, and still it's mutter to make it more Tume. Therefore, you can take Tumah Tehora, because this Erev Pesach is going to be ruined anyhow by this Chametz. Therefore, you can bring it together with Tumah Tmeya, even though you're making it really Tamei. Now, inside, once more. The man said you can take Tumah Tehora and burn it with Tumah Tmeya, because the Tehora, although it's not Tamei, but it's going to be spoiled. So that makes it less worthy of being guarded against Tumah. So where did you learn that something that's less worthy of being guarded, even though it's Toyah Gomer, you can put some Tumah upon it by burning with something that's really Tameh? You learn, Amuchaniz Gan HaKeanim. He said you can take Bos or Kedish, which is Tameh, as a Shlishi, only Midrabonim, and I tell you it's Toyah Gomer, because there's some Tumah already, and you have to burn it, so you can burn it together with Bosa Kedish, that gives it a real, a more stronger tumor. That's our Meir's model, say that. Now this little piece of Gemara, we can learn in more than one way. So if we would look in Rashi, we can learn. We learn at Ahmed Aleph, three shittas about Eichol Metame Eichol. Abaye and Rabade Barave both hold, although an Eichel is not metame another Eichel midiraisa, but by Kodshim it is metame. Once it's by Tum also. But by Kodshim, both Abaye and Rabade Barave say, Eichel metame Eichel midiraisa. So therefore, since this is Kodshim, and you take something that's only Tami midirabonon, it's a Shlishi Darabonon, and you're touching it together with something that's going to make it Tomei Midaraisa. How can it be Tomei Midaraisa? Because by Kedish, Eichol Metame Eichol. So the Eichol that's Arishan is making this a Sheni. For it was a Shlishi. It's a Shlishi Darabonon. Now by touching Arishan Darabonon, this becomes a Sheni Daraisa, because Abaye and Rabade Barave both hold that Eichol Metame Eichol if it's Kodshim. So according to this pshat, it's easy to see what's the difference between this and the story of Meir, why the Gemara compares it, and despite the difference, as follows. Since there, in the Mishnah, it's the Tumah Darabonon, the Shlishi Darabonon. Minatera is perfectly Toya. And since Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKeanim said they permitted to burn it with Kedish, which is a Rishon, and the Kedish Rishon makes this Darabonon a Sheni Daraisa. So a man says, it means something is Toya Gomer, as far as the Raisa is concerned, it's a Toya Gomer. Don't come in the Darabonon. They make it a Sheni Daraisa. So therefore, we learn that you can take Tumah to Heor, the Tumah Tmei, and burn it together. Although Tehor is Tehor Gomor, it also has some kind of a disability on it. Just like Tumah Darabon is only a disability, not a Tehor real Tumah. Because of their disability, they were martyred to burn it with this, which is something which is a Tumah Darishan, Daraisa, and make this now a Sheni Daraisa. So what's the heter? Because there's a disability on the Tumah Darabonon. So you make it a deraisa. Actually, it's like taking something that's really Toher Midaraisa and making it Tomei Midaraisa. So here also, the Chometz has a disability because you have to burn it now. It shouldn't be also bad now, you have to burn it anyhow. Because of that disability, even though it's Torah Goma, you can now make it Tomei Deraisa by touching it to Tumei Torah. Now, talk about the point of this pshat, we'll soon see another pshat. Let's explain that once more. If you'll hold, like Rove, that Ein Eichel Metamei Eichel Medaraisa, in no case, even in Koshim, so you don't have a good example. All you have is an example of something that's a shlishi midrabanan. Now make it a shady rabbanan. So that's not such a big thing. But to take tumah tohor, which is perfectly tohor, and make it tameh, there's no comparison. But according to Rav Adi Barav and Abaye, that's a echol is metameh echol midaraisa by kodshim. So it's a very good example. It's in the Mishnah. Now the Chinese is going to take something that's only a shlishi midrabanan. And the Torah is perfectly Torah, and you're touching it to a Rishon D'Oraisa, and you make it a Sheni D'Oraisa. So that's a big thing. So there, you can learn from that. You can take the Torah with Meir together. Talk it over once more. Rashi explains how the Ashlishi D'Rabbonon. Example is, a Keli cannot become Tomei D'Oraisa except from an Avatumah. But suppose Mashkim Tmeyim touched the Keli, so Midarabon and the Keli become Tomei. Midarabon. Because I say, if you'll ignore it and say it can become Tomei, that sometimes there's a Mashkim Tmeyim that's an Avatuma, like the spit of a Zav. The spit of a Zav. It's also a Mashkim Tmeyim, but that's Avatuma already. So because Xerem is a Mashkim of a Zav and a Zav, it's that any Mashkim that a Tomei can make a Keli Tomei. And with the Mashkim or the Rishon, the Keli, Mashkim is of, and the Keli is a Rishon. The Mashkim touch the Keli, to make it only a Rishon. Now, the Mashkim are Avatume, and they touch, Mashkim is Zobe Zobe. They touch, they may only make it a Rishon. So therefore, any Mashkim Tomei, they touch the Keli, the Rabbana becomes a Rishon. So the Rishon is a Rabbana, though. Again, a Mashkin of Zov that touches the Keli makes a Rishon D'Oraisa. So because of that, the gaze are all Mashkin Tmeyim, which are not Tomei Midaraisa, as an Ov. All Mashkin Tmeyim can be an Ov, some Mashkin Tmeyim, like water or like milk that's Tomei something else. So Mashkin Tmeyim touches the Keli, so Midarabonon, the Keli becomes a Rishon D'Rabonon. Mashkin Tmeyim touches the Keli. Now the Keli touch something else, and makes it a Sheni, the Rabbana. And that Sheni talks something else, makes it a Shlisha, the Rabbana. Do I have a Shlisha, the Rabbana? Talk it over. How's the possible Shlisha, the Rabbana? Small, before we see Rashi's Pshat. I told you a Pshat that's easy, and makes the case stronger. But Rashi has a reason for not learning that Pshat. Once more. It's a case where there's a Eichel that's Tomei a Shlisha, the Rabbana. Kodshim. Shlisha, the Rabbana. And you can bring it together, Abba Hanina said, with Koshim V'Adarishim V'Araisa. Now that Rishim V'Araisa, when it touches the Shlish, the Rabbana makes it a Sheni V'Araisa. According to Abai, and Rabbi the Barabbas says, by Koshim Echo B'Tam Echo V'Araisa. That's a big Hiddish. You can take a Shlish, the Rabbana, and make it a Sheni V'Araisa. So Rameh says, from there we can see that you can take Tumah Tahiro, which is Tahiro, and burn it with Tmeya. However, Rashi weakens the case, and we'll see why he does it. Rashi learns that it's talking about not, it's talking not according to Rabbi Barav and Abaye. He wants to follow Rabbi. Because Rabbi is the one we always follow. And Rabbi holds makes no difference. Whether Tumah or Kodshim, a Chulim, Eichot never in Tam Eichot Midarais. So Rashi learns, it's a Shlishi D'Rabbanon, and by touching a Rishon D'Oraisa, it becomes a Sheni D'Rabbanon. That's all. Sheni D'Rabbanon. And from this, Rameh learned, you can take Tumah Tahiro, together Tumah Tmeya. However, it's a weaker case, of course. But they'll say like this, Tumah Tahiro and Tumah Tmeya, they're both Eichlin. So according to Rabbi, also Tumah D'Rabbanon. Eichel Tamei Eichel D'Rabbanon. That's how Rashi learns. You take a Truma to Meir, you take Kadesh, which is Tami to Mishlishi, only the Rabbana. And you burn it together with the Tumi Deraisa, with the Rishon Deraisa. So that Deraisa makes the Shlishi now a Sheni Rabbana. But Enechon Tamechon Deraisa. So the Kiddush is that you can take the Shlishi Rabbana and make it a Sheni Rabbana. All the Minatea, it's really Toya and Tali. But now you're doing something to make it more Tumi. Well, it's only Rabbana, but more Tumi Rabbana. So therefore, you can take Truma to Heiro and burn the Truma to Meir, although Torah is not Tomei at all, but still, it's something like the Mishnah where it's only Tomei the Rabbonon, and you can make it Tomei more. So here also you can take Truma to Meir, which has to be burned for this Chometz, and let it touch Truma to Meir, which also makes it the Rabbonon, more than it was before, just Torah entirely, now it's Tomei the Rabbonon. So it's Mutter because that Torah of the Tumet, the Heor, was standing to be burned, so therefore you don't have to watch it so much. So that's how Rasha learns Pshat. That's that Perek. He follows Rother, yeah. Rasha follows Rother, ain't Eichom et Ham Eichom et Reis at all, only the Rabbanim. So once more, Rabbi Chanina now again says you can take Kodshim or Tashlisha the Tumet, the Rabbanim, and make it touch Kedish, that's Tumet, the Reis, the Rishon the Tumet. What happens to the Shlishi comes? A Sheni the Rabbanon. But still, you have you're doing something and making more Tomei. So you see the reason is because since it's going to be burned up, they're both Tomei, we don't watch it anymore. And we allow a Tumei the Rabbanon and a Shlishi become a Tumei the Rabbanon and a Sheni. Here also, by Tumei, since this Chometz has to be burned up soon, so we allow the Tumei to Hoiro entirely to Hoiro, to be burned the Tumei to Meir, even though you're giving it to me the Rabbanon now, one echel touches another, because since it's going to be burned, we don't have to watch it anymore. That's Rashi Pshat. Say that in the Holly, only an announcement. An announcement. I see a lot of good heads around here. A lot of good heads here. But not easy. It's my time. Omar Reish Lakish, forget about the whole business. Don't bother with the Hinezian Akanim and Rabbi Akiva. Reish Lakish said, in the name of Bar Kapore, Masnis, our mission is talking about Abba Tumi De'araisa, but Abba Tumi De'araisa. Masnis, that the second piece of Basha, which is more Tumi, touched the Abba Tumi De'araisa, touched the dead sheres, let's say, so that second piece is a Rishon De'araisa. And the other piece, the original piece, that's a Shlishi, is a Abba Tumi De'araisa, is a Shlishi De'araisa. Now how can be a Shlishi De'araisa? It was touched by Mashkin Tmeyan. How's that? A Rishon. The Raisa touched Mashkin, made Mashkin a Sheni. The Mashkin touched this Basa Kedish and made it a Shlishi. That's a Shlishi the Raisa. Now there's a question Tesha talks about. Didn't we learn that Mashkin always become a Rishon no matter what it touches? So the Mashkin make this Basha a Sheni now. How can you have a Shlishi? Again, we're saying, what's the case of a Shlishi Deraisa? If this piece of meat that touched the Abba Tumi, dead sheres, became a Rishon. And now it touched the Mashkin, made the Mashkin a Sheni, Sheni Deraisa. And the Mashkin touched the Basha Kedish, and it's a Shlishi Deraisa. Because when it's a ein echol metame echol, even my kosher according to Rabbi, that's echol echol. But mashkim echol, echol mashke, can be metame. So therefore, if this thing gets a rishon de'araisa because it touched Abba Tumi, touched mashke, made it mashke and sheni de'araisa. And the mashke touched the besal kedesh, made it shlishi de'araisa. Now, yes, in parenthesis I'm saying that. How can it be that mashke should make something only a shlishi? Mashkin all become a Rishon if they come to me. So the Mashkin touched that piece of meat to make it a Sheni. And so this Rabbi Chanina was before that Gezerah. That Gezerah was after the old Kehanim Gdeim. Like they said above, we learned that already. The Gezerah, anything that Metami and Mashkin makes it a Rishon, it was a later Gezerah. In Rabbi Kiva you can say that. But Rabbi Chanina's Ganakim was quoting from the old Kehanim Gdeim. In those days, if a Mashkin became to me, it didn't become a Rishon. It just took the next degree of Tumah. So once more now, tell me once more. the Bosha Kedish touched an Avatume and became a Rishon Deraisa. Now it touched Mashkim, became a Sheni Deraisa. And the Mashkim touched this piece of meat, became a Shlisha Deraisa. Now this Shlisha Deraisa, you have to burn it up. So they burned it with something that's a Rishon Deraisa. So that makes the Shlisha Sheni Deraisa. That's what the Gan Hakeinim is talking about. And Rameh cannot learn from there anything. But since that piece of meat that is a Shlisha Deraisa, that's why he can make it a Sheni Deraisa. But Rameh wants to say he can take Tumah to Hoyla and bring it to Meir. So how do you have license to learn from there? Sit and say that on the side. I added something unnecessary. It makes it kasher. But the point is the same. Again, he says, Bar Kapara said, the Mishnah is no proof to Rameh at all. Because Rabbi Hanina is talking about a Shlisha De'araisa. How did it become a Shlisha De'araisa? Something became an Arishim Letum because it touched an Ar, and that touched the Mashkin, made a Sheni De'araisa, and the Mashkin touched this Bosa, made a Shlisha De'araisa. Now, so Rabbi Hanina said, it's mutter to burn it together with Bosa Kedesh, that's a Rishon De'araisa. Now the Rishon De'araisa, when it touches the Shlisha Deraisa, makes only a Sheni Rabbona. But that's not important for us. That's not important. On the contrary. So what do you see? Even to make it a Shlisha Deraisa, a Sheni Rabbona, even then you have to have the reason that the Shlisha Deraisa is Tanai. So it's no proof to Rameyot. You want to say Tumah Tahera Tumaya? That's the point. Again, if you take a Shlisha Deraisa, and you burn it with a Rishon Deraisa, we don't care what happens after that. It's only on Sheni Rabbona. You can't be a proof of there at all, because there, what are you doing? You're taking something that's already tummy with the rice and making it tummy. But here, a mayor was willing to take something that's tummy, that's tummy with the rice. A mayor's also not making it tummy with the rice. Ain't it from Tamarifa? But just like that, even to add a tumi de rabbona, you have to have the reason, because the first one is tumi with the raisa. But here, you want to make a tumi de rabbona on the tumi Torah. But the Torah is entirely Torah. So how can you give a tumi de raisa something, tumi de rabbona, something entirely Torah? Abzelik, can you repeat why he doesn't want to learn from the Mishnah? I mean, I can't learn from the Mishnah.
From the Mishnah, we see that to take something to make it a sheni de rabbona, you have to start out with something that's tumi de raisa. Whereas
I mean,
may starting out saying that
score
entirely
was... That's very good. Very good. That's it. Shlomo, I said it again?
Okay. Rav Meir's case is talking where you have something which is a Rishon D'Oraisa and a Shlishi D'Oraisa.
That's what I mean. Rav Chinin, you mean.
Rav Chinin's case, right. And when you're touching a Rishon D'Oraisa or a Shlishi D'Oraisa, you're making a Sheni D'Rabbana. Rav Meir is talking where you want to take something which is tar completely, and touch a Rishon D'Oraisa, and are you also making it a Sheni D'Rabbana? However, there's no proof because the Mishnah in the Kanina's case is started out as Tomei already. So from there to go to
Tomei D'Oraisa started out.
Start out Tomei D'Oraisa, and there to go to an additional level of Tumah D'Rabbana is easier than to go from Tar to Tumah D'Rabbana.
All right. I said that's why you cannot learn from the Mishnah at all. He learned of a Meir learns from someplace else entirely. It's not mentioned at all in the Mishnah. Say that. So once more, Bar Kapara says that Meir couldn't learn from Rabbi Hanina's Gan Hakeinim anything. Because to use Abzelik's words, you started out there as something that's a Shlisha D'Oraisa. So the fact that you can add Tumah to it, but you have to burn it up, is a smaller chiddush. But Rabbi Meir is starting out with Tumah Teira Legamre. Now from Rabbi Kivi, he also can't learn, because Rabbi Kiva is something that's posel. Posel is posel min ha-Torah. Posel is posel. But something that's Torah gomor, you can't learn that you can add tumah to it. So where did Rav Meir learn? From something that's not in the Mishnah, from some other place. Now there are a number of machlekes to Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Someone says, hey, which machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua you learned? He says, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, because you learned actually nothing, both learning from Yeshua. Where did Rabbi Yeshua speak with Rabbi Elazar on a certain subject that will be approved to our mayor what he said. Ilema shall I say ho, the following case of Isha, that now we're in the Mishnah, ho Isha Truma, a keg of Truma of wine. She noila lo sofik Truma, became a sofik Truma. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im hoyse monach es bemoke matuf, if the keg was lying in an exposed place, where it's possible to may him, Ameoz might pass by and make it vaday tome, yanichena, you have to put it mokem amus in this private place. It means, even though it's a suffix tome, you're still mechuyev in the responsibility to watch it. Mishmeres to mesai. Even though it's a suffix tome, you still have to watch it. So take it out of the place where it's exposed and put it away in a private place, like you're supposed to keep truma, guard it from contact with people who are tome. Im hoyso megul, an uncovered keg, you have to cover it up. And all that sherah shouldn't fall into it means you still have to watch it. That's what Rabbi says. Even though it's a suffix tome, you still mechuyev to keep it with all the laws of mishmeres to mosi guarding my tumah. Rabbi Yeshua Emel, im hoyso megunachas bemok emus, even with lying in a private place, a guarded place, now you have a right to put it in a public place. Anybody can come by and make a tome. You can put it in an exposed place. In Hoysim of Pusim, was a covered up keg of wine, you got to uncover it. Why? Because once there's a Sophic Tume, there's no longer a responsibility of guarding Mishmeres to Moisai. That's what Mishir holds. When it's Vade Toya, then you have to guard it. When it's a Sophic Tume, you don't have to guard it anymore. That's Machlekes. So therefore, we see it's a Sophic Tume. It's only a Sophic Tume. And still he permits you to put it in a place where it will become Vade Tome if it's me, and will pass by and touch it. So also you can take Truma to her, it's Vade Tome, and bring it to me. That's what he wanted to say. So Yomar says, me done, what's the comparison? Some Gome Bab, there you're not making it Tome directly. You're putting it in a place where you might cause Gome to cause it to become Tome. That's all he permits. But Hoche here, a man wants to say you can take together Truma Torah and put it together with Tmeyah, but you're dying with your hands directly. So you have no proof from there. Say that. Reish Lokish, that said, on the second line, that Rabbi Meir did not learn his halacha from Rabbi Hanina's Gana Keanim. Rabbi Meir, who said that Erev Pesach, when you have to burn chometz of Truma to Hoyo, you can burn it together with Truma to Meir, he did not derive it from Rabbi Hanina's Gana Keanim. Because Rabbi Hanina's Gana Keanim is talking about Bosor that's already Tome to burn with other Bosor to make it more Tome. But Rav Meir will want to take something that's entirely Tahora and burn it with Tmeya, Erev Pesach. He can't learn that from his Gan HaKeyanim. But he learns it from Rabbi Yeshua. And the question is, from which statement of Rabbi Yeshua did he learn that? That's the question. So first talk that over, let me start with it. Now we are on Teslov of Adalev, Eloho Rabbi Yeshua. 11 lines down from the top. This now we learn, Chobish Shel Truma, a keg of Truma wine. Shenish Berobe Gas Hoel Yenet, that broke in the upper press, at the place where they press the wine, and from there it pours down into the bottom where there's a pit where they collect all the wine. So the wine on top was Truma Tmeya, but Truma Tahira. But it was broken. Something broke up there and began to spill down. And below in the pit was Chulin Tmeya. Now, Chulin Tmeya is mutter to eat, but if the Tumma would come all the way down into the Chulin Tmeya, the Tumma would become Tome. And Tumma Tmeya is not fit for anybody to eat. Nobody can eat Tumma Tmeya. It would ruin the entire Chulin. So again, the Chulin Tmeya at the bottom, if the Truma Tahara would come down and land in the pit where the chulin tmeim is, it would make it meduma mixed with tume, and the tume is tame. It would ruin the whole thing. It's a loss of money. And the question is, what to do here? So Rabbi Moide, Rabbi Elaz, and Rabbi Yishei both agree. Shim yei yochol ha'atzil mimena v'yis v'tor, yes. If it's able to rescue at least a revis of the tumma tohera before it falls to the bottom, he should rescue. It means this. In order to rescue even a revis, b'tohoro, it's worth looking for kelim tohirim into which to rescue the dripping tumma tohera. And even though while you're going to find a keli, the truma tera is falling down and ruining the chulin tmeim underneath. However, it's worth that loss if you can rescue at least a revis of truma tera, so it won't become tana. Of course, the rest of the truma tera falls down, becomes ruined, and it ruins the chulin tmeim down below. But at least, it's all worthwhile if you can rescue at least a revis. We have a kli toher, which will rescue, which will catch the dripping wine of a tumah tohera and the size of a revis, it's worthwhile. But in the lab, suppose you don't have a keli that can rescue a revis of tumah tohera in tohera, and all you have is a kli tohera. And now you're faced with the following question. Should you stick a kli tame in the path of the falling tumma tohera? And you're making your tame be your dayan, catching it in the kli tame. Well, you're rescuing the chulin tmeim below from coming ruin. So is it mutter to be made tame the tumma tohera in order to rescue the chulin tmeim below from being ruined? Or you say, no, to stick a kli tame underneath the tumma tohera and catch it, I mean, be a dayan, you're directly making a tame just for the purpose of saving the chulin tmeim below. Maybe it's not muta. So again, if you could rescue a revis of tumma tohera, you had a little keli to rescue a revis, even though by doing that, the other tumma tohera would fall down and ruin the chulin tmeim below, it's worthwhile. But suppose you cannot rescue, you have no kli toher at all, only a kli tame. So should you stick the kli tame to catch the tumma tohera, and then you metame the tumma tohera be your dayan? But it's worthwhile maybe to rescue the chulin tmeim from a whole total loss? Or maybe you can't do anything. You can't make tumma tohera tame be your dayan. You have to let it fall down and ruin the whole business below. It's not like it. Rabbi Elazar, he said, let it go down, or teach more, and become tummy by itself. But he shouldn't make a tummy with his own hands by sticking a clean tummy to catch it. Rabbi Yeshua, amen, he can make a tummy with his hand directly. He can catch it in a clean tummy in order to rescue the chulin tmeim down below. So there is a model. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says, you can be metame to metahira. Because it's going to be lost anyhow. If you don't catch it in the kli tame, it'll fall down in the chulin tmeim anyhow and become tame anyhow. So in order to rescue the chulin tmeim from being ruined entirely, you have a right to be metame the tumo tahira with a kli. So therefore also, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. It's chametz, shel truma. It has to be burned up anyhow. You can't save it. Just like that. The truma is going to fall down below and become truma anyhow. Yet also, the chametz will soon have to be burned up anyhow. So who cares if you're metame it to put it together with truma tmeya? The truma tmeya, you're putting it with truma tmeya and making the tahira tame. Since you're going to be buried up anyhow, it's muta according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's how a male learns from a Yeshua. Just like Yeshua says there, it's muta to be metamed, the tumeteot, because he's going to fall down anyhow below and become tamed. So it's muta to also to be metamed, tumeteot chomets, teherot chomets, because it will come ruined anyhow soon. You have to burn it up anyhow. So you can burn it up together with tumeteot. Say it inside. So, if he's learning, if a male is learning from a Yeshua, hi, what's he saying? Midivrayhem, from their words, midvaravneboyele, it should say from his words. If, like we've learned before, that the male is learning, so you can say he's learning from their words. There can mean either Yikahanim Gedolim, who practiced that practice all those years from their words, or from the words of Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Akiva. It's also their words. But he's learning from Rabbi Yeshua, he should say from his words. And for the Gemara, Achikam, this is what he needs to say. Mi machle koson, from the machlekes of Eleza, and Rabbi Yeshua, lo mad be learned. From their machleket, we learn this and this din, although it's really only the words of Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua's words we know because of their words in that machlekes. They can nami. Now proof also that the Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kehanim or from Rabbi Akiva. They can nami proof also that the Meir is learning his halacha from Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kehanim or from Rabbi Akiva. We totally will learn that Rav Yosef is arguing against the Meir and the Mishnah. He says, Moide, Rav Elazar Yeshua, that they both hold this also to do what you say, to take Tumah Torah and make it Tumah. Now, why does it bring Rav Elazar Yeshua? If Rabbi Meir has no business with their words, he's learning from the Mishnah. I mean, it's got to get on him. So you must say the Pshat is Rav Meir is learning from their words, from Rabbi Yeshua. And that's why Rav Yosef counters and says, you can't learn from Yeshua. Rav Yeshua holds this also. Again, in the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabbi Meir, who says you can burn before Pesach chometz shel tumah tzehera with chometz shel tumah tzmeya. So he said, because Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua say no. So why does he quote Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua? If Rabbi Meir has no business with Rabbi Yeshua, learning from the Yeshua is going to carry on it. So therefore we see Rabbi Meir is learning from Yeshua. And that's why Rabbi Yosef says no. I have a proof that Yeshua says you cannot do it. Say that aside. Hey, no, my Rabbi Nachman, no, my Rabbi Barabuo. Mas nis ne Mishneh. Over Rabbi Chanin is going to Ken, he was talking about Abai Tumah Daraisa, Wala Tumah Daraisa. And therefore, from there is no proof to Rabbi Meir. Because once it's Tumah Daraisa, you can make it more Tumah. But Rabbi Meir is saying you can take something as Tumah Tehoyah, and be metamed erev Pesach by burning with tumah tumeya. So I may have no proof from our Mishnah, from our Hanina. So my midivrei, from whose words does our Meir learn, you can take tumah tumeya of chometz and burn it with tumah tumeya of chometz erev Pesach, although the tumah is perfectly tahira. He learns him in divrei Abelezer and Yeshua. From Yeshua's words, as Yeshua said, you can be metamed tumah tahira, because it's going to Ebert anyhow. See, also, Chometz of Tumah Torah is going to be destroyed soon because it's Pesach. You can be Metamid anyhow. See that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.